Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made the way for me.
Let's look at this in the 5th chapter of Mark. And if we do what and follow these same examples, then we can expect the same result. Verse 25, and a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, she was a shut-in for 12 years, and thank you, Jesus. And had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his prayer shawl. Hallelujah. Touched his garment. For she said, she said, now Jesus said, daughter, thy faith hath made you whole. So she said, that must have been her faith speaking.
Hallelujah.
She said, Mark 11, 23, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, but believe. Not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things, those words which he says shall come to pass, yes, he shall have whatsoever he says.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
It's true.
Yes.
That may be my favorite verse. That my favorite verses in the whole Bible are right there. Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25. Ha. She said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She didn't say heal. She said whole.
Hallelujah.
I shall be whole. And straightway, immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And then she felt in her body that she was healed of that COVID-19, that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself, I was saying, translated that virtue. Look it up. It's exactly the same word from which we get dynamite.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
In some cases, dynamite. In this case, dunamis.
Mm-hmm. Glory.
Dunamis. Say it.
Dunamis.
Yes. And it was translated virtue. I don't understand that. I wish they hadn't done that. But they did, so anyway. And you can go through different places. And right there in the 3rd chapter of the book of Ephesians. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the dunamis. In us.
Yeah.
Ah, ha, 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 ha. Hey, that's blood talk. That's blood talk. Yeah. It's in there.
Yeah.
It's in me right now.
Right now. Hallelujah.
And I expect it to explode in a minute.
Hallelujah.
It's explosive self-energizing power.
Yes.
Jesus, he felt it go out of him.
Yeah.
He was aware of it. She was aware of it coming into her body.
Yeah.
She didn't feel it and then believe it. She believed it and then she felt it. She felt it dry up. So what did she do? Well, she did four things. She said it. She did it. What's that? Corresponding action. She said it. She did it. She received it. Somehow, in that room, she heard of Jesus. She heard. She was right there in his hometown. This is Capernaum. He had just come across the lake over there and delivered the man of Gadara, and he came right straight across the lake home. Jairus, ruler of the synagogue, met him. He'd already made up his mind, my little daughter's dying, and if I can get to him, all'll be well. So Jesus said, he's headed home with Jairus. So the Spirit of God put Jesus on the move toward Jairus' house, and the Spirit of God stopped him in the middle of the street with this woman with the issue of blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus didn't have anything to do with either one of them. Faith did it.
Yeah.
Faith put him on the move, and faith stopped him right there in the middle of the street.
That's right.
Now, Jairus had to have a lot going on for him. He never said another word. How do we know she was in there for 12 years? How do we know she had many physicians? How do we know all of this? She had to tell him that. That's the next thing she did. She testified. She told it. And Jairus just stood there. Come on. I know her. That woman talk all day. My baby's dying and you're not doing anything. And about that time, somebody came up and said, your baby's dead. Don't bother him anymore. Read it in the book of Luke in the 8th chapter. Jesus turned to him. Now, don't be nice about this. He didn't say, fear not, only believe, only believe, only believe. No, he's dealing with death.
Yes.
He's standing right here. Jairus is just right here. And here's what I saw in my spirit. He said, stop the fear.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Fear not, believe only, she'll be made whole. She'll live.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Glory
to God. So he never opened his mouth. He'd already set his faith.
That's right.
My God, man. If you don't, if this don't set you on fire, your wood is soaking wet. That's just...
My. Yeah.
Anybody that'll do that. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say this to you again. That testimony. Hey, don't just, like, I thought I was healed, I guess I'm not. No. Well, I believe if Jesus does it, it's just done forever. That's just because you don't know anything. Satan comes immediately to steal it. I mean, that's his business. Steal what? The Word!
That's right.
He can steal the Word. He can get you money. He can get everything in. Steal the Word out of your heart. Just start testifying to it. I'll tell you how faithful God is. Two testimonies. One, I'd been gone and came back, and I had a note there that I had a call from him, and I'd been on the road preaching and so forth, and I had a call from him. And so I said, hey, Bill left a call. I'll call him. So I called and I said, let me talk to Bill. This is Kenneth Copeland. Mr. Copeland? He passed away 2 days ago. I thought, oh Lord, I missed him. Now Gloria and I had prayed with him, but then that really bothered me. I went to the funeral, and at the graveside, and I was just standing there out there at the cemetery, just leaned up against a tree there, and all these things are going through my mind. A woman walked up to me. She said, "Brother Copeland, you don't know me, but I belong to your mother's prayer group." My mama had a prayer That prayer group gets so many people there on Monday nights, you couldn't even get around the house, and she'd shut it down, make a church out of it, and wait a couple of years and start another one. She prayed all the time. She learned that praying from me. Anyway, she said, "I belong to your mother's prayer group." And she said, I know how you love this man." And I said, "Oh, yeah." She said, "Just a few nights ago, in the middle of the night, I began to pray in the Spirit, and it was so heavy on me." She said, "Lord, what is this?" And she said, "I just kept praying, and I just kept praying, and it got heavier, and it just got heavier and heavier and heavier. And finally," she said, it's on up in the morning." And she said, I've got to get up. I have to get up from here. What, Lord, what do I do?" He guided her to a hospital. He said, "Go in there." She went in there. She said, "What do I do here?" "Nothing. Just pray in the Spirit." "Well, it's the middle of the night." And it's very quiet in that hospital. So she was just very, very quietly walking down the halls, just praying in the Spirit so softly, and she walked by this room that had an open door, and a voice said, excuse me. She walked in and said, "Yes, excuse me." He had lung cancer, man. He couldn't have talked very loud. "Excuse me. Do you know the Copelands?" She said, "Yes." He said, "Do you know Kenneth Copeland?" She said, no, but she said, "I know his mother." Listen, there was one house between his house and my mother and dad's house. And he would get up early in the morning, and he would go there and sit down at my mother's table and have breakfast, and she'd tell him about Jesus. And he'd say, okay, and he'd leave, and he's just the happiest guy in the world. Funny as a man could possibly be. He said, "Do you know how to pray like they pray?" She said, "Yes, I do." He said, she's telling me this. He said, "I thought that's what you were doing, right?" She said, "Yes." She said, "Brother Copeland, I led him in the sinner's prayer." And she said, "He laid his head back with a smile on his face." And a few hours later, he was gone. Another man that I had worked for in the airplane business, and he didn't want anything to do with God. Tommy Baker. I can just see the guy right now. Good looking guy. And it's airplane salesman deluxe. And he's a chain smoker. And he didn't want anything to do with God, you understand? Well, the same thing happened again. I got home, and there was a call from Tommy, and I called him. They said, Brother Copeland, he just fell dead of a heart attack just a couple of days ago. And that had happened again. So, R.W. Shambach was having a tent meeting in Arlington, Texas. And one of my very, very close friends, Jimmy Hester, pastor of the, and they had it set up over there, right in the area there, and they were having a tent revival. And Jimmy called me and he said, "You don't come to Brother Shambach's meeting." I said, "Glory, and I'll be there in a few minutes, man." We jumped the car and got over there. And Brother Shambach was a good friend. God, man could preach. Oh, anyway, they sent word down there, "Come on up on the platform." I said, No, I said, "Come on up on the platform." I said, "Let's go, Glory." She said, "No, I'm going to sit down here. You go." So I sat down next to Jimmy. I sat right next to him. And the song service was going on. And we're just sitting there. And, they're all singing. He said, "Kenneth, I think there's something you need to know." I said, "Really? What's that?" He said, you knew a man named Tom or Tommy Baker. I said, "Oh, yeah, very, very well." He said, "He came to my office." And he said, "I thought you needed to know this." And he said, "I tried to get a hold of Kenneth and he's out of town. But I have to have God." Wow. He said, I have to have God. Well, I've been praying for him. Yeah. I have to have God. Now, this is very interesting information because I have a covenant with God. Yes, you do. And I know what the word says. And I bound the devil. You're going to spoil a strong man's house, bind him, and send laborers into the field, laborers into the harvest. Yes. And I went through that process. Anyway, he said he came to my office, and he said, "I have to have God. Can you help me?" He said, "Yes, sir, I can." He said, "Kenneth, we had a wonderful time. We just sat there, and I prayed with him, and we just rejoiced and had such a good time." And he just walked out of there, and about a week and a half later, he just dropped dead of a heart attack in the bathroom. So, now, let's go over now to the 14th chapter of Acts, verse 7. I'll go down to the 6th verse. "They were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, unto the region that lieth round about." And there, who? Paul and Barnabas. "And there they preached the gospel." There they preached the gospel. What is the gospel? You go to the book of Galatians. The scripture, which is God, preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, "In you shall all nations be blessed." Yeah. The gospel is all is left is the blessing, because Jesus was made a curse for us. "For cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, redeemed from the curse of the law." That's the gospel.
Yes, that's right.
He said it was the gospel. Well, do we know what he preached at Lystra? Yeah, we know exactly what he preached. That's what he preached.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
If you want to know what he preached, look what he wrote.
Amen. Amen.
You don't write one thing and preach another.
That's right.
So what happened? "And there praise God." Now, I didn't show you the 14th verse. "When the apostles, Barnabas and Saul." At that time, Barnabas outranked Saul. He wasn't Paul yet. But he kept growing. And his great knowledge of the scripture, He just kept growing. And later it became Paul and Silas. Huh? Are you with me now? So, praise God. Let's 14:7 again. And there they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. The same heard Paul speak. The same heard Paul preach the gospel. Yeah. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He heard him preach the gospel, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving he had faith to be healed, he said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he leaped and he walked.
Amen.
Faith came, and he got up, and he walked. Does that do anything for you?
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I said praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I said praise and worship him. 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 Come on, let's stand up and praise and worship him. Brother Copeland, I've heard these words maybe all week long. But if I were to be like Tommy Baker and fall in the floor right now dead, I'm not real sure where I would go. Well, it's time to be sure. It's time to be absolutely certain. If that is your situation, just lift your hand. Anywhere. Anywhere in the building. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And anyone that would say, "Brother Copeland, I'm knowing the Lord, but I've fallen out of fellowship with Him. I want to come back to Father's house." Pray it with all your heart. Oh, God in heaven, I believe with all of my heart You raised Jesus from the dead. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Take my life and do something with it. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I repent of sin. I repent of the past. The past is dead and gone. And I thank you so much. I thank you so much for all of the good things in my past. And I roll all the care of all the junk over on you. Fill me now to overflowing now that I'm born again.
This powerful opportunity to impact our country and change the course of history at the Faith for Our Nation Victory Campaign, November 12th through the 14th, 2020.
The United States of America is the only nation that was put together by a group of people for the express purpose of worshiping me, saying the Lord.
Join Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, and Terry Copeland Pearsons live and in person at Eagle Mountain International Church for the Faith for Our Nation Victory Campaign, November 12th through the 14th, 2020.
Every Friday is Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and I have a scripture for you. It's a very foundational teaching to giving and receiving. And you've probably heard it before. I'm sure you have. But don't ever inoculate yourself against the truth of the new truth that God wants to bring out in a scripture. Listen to this. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured back unto you. This is such a powerful scripture that every time you give, you can stand and believe for the return, for the harvest, because there is a harvest in every seed that you sow. And the Lord is waiting for you to call that harvest in, to bring that harvest in. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. And this part of the scripture, I was reading it one day, and the Lord gave me a little bit different twist on it. It says, running over shall men give into your bosom. And of course, that means running over. But then I saw it like this, running over, men shall give unto your bosom. I mean, people will come running to you with checks, with finances, with provision, with keys to new car, keys to new house. Believe that, receive that, and as you sow into this offering today, believe for the mighty harvest that belongs to you. The Lord told Brother Copeland that He wanted this uncompromised word of faith preached from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. That was 50 years ago, more than 50 years ago. And today, Kenneth and Gloria have remained faithful to that call. Together with you, their partners, people across the globe have heard the good news of the gospel. Partners, thank you. Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Lord, we pray over this offering today, and we stand on this scripture, it shall be given to them, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into their bosom. We thank you and honor you for the manifestation of the harvest in Jesus' name. Amen. Now remember the 2020 Faith for Our Nation Victory Campaign. It's going on right now. Brother Copeland will be preaching again tonight. And then join him for Healing School tomorrow morning. And join us in person at Eagle Mountain International Church or live on govictory.com or kcm.org. We're so glad that you've been able to join us this week for these broadcasts. This is Pastor George Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/giveonline or call 877-615-4267. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life. Text to Give is available in the U.S. only.